Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Tuesday, the 3rd of November, 2020. And the topic for today's message is courage. Wikipedia defines courage as the choice and willingness to confront agony, pain, danger, uncertainty, or intimidation. Courage is something that everybody wants, an attribute of good character that makes us worthy of respect. Courage is a highly prized virtue, and many famous and respected people have spoken or written about it over the years. I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. Quote from Nelson Mandela, whom I quote ever so often in my messages. The ability to control fear is a situation that may be dangerous or unpleasant. Success is not final, and failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Courage is the quality of mind or spirit that enables a person to face difficulty, danger, hardship, pain, death, or disease. Courage is important because we all have to do things sometime or the other which we don't like. Courage to own up to something we have done of which we are ashamed, or when you are brave about something you fear. Courageous people believe in themselves. They know who they are and what they stand for. They have strong values, recognize their personal capabilities, and are confident in meeting the challenges that lie before them. Courageous people are passionate and purposeful. They stand up against things that threaten them or the things or people that they care about. They take action in a way that is consistent with their values. Sometimes, however, the action required is not necessarily loud, but quiet and thoughtful. Winston Churchill once said, "Courage is what it takes to stand up and speak. Courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen." There are four types of courage: moral courage, intellectual courage, disciplined courage, and empathetic courage. Moral courage is the courage to stand up for one's beliefs in the face of overwhelming opposition. It is a synonym for civil courage, best exemplified by the actions of people like Gandhi. Lowering your standards to go along with the crowd should never pass for courage. Courage comes in many shapes, sizes, and forms. While racing into a burning building to save lives and helping out a person who is being robbed are certainly courageous and admirable acts, even smaller occurrences can count as acts of courage. What I call everyday courage, the courage to lead. Inhale courage, exhale fear. Have courage and be kind. Courage is grace under pressure. Fear is a reaction. Courage is a decision. It takes courage to grow up and become who you really are. Courage is knowing what not to fear. Courage isn't having the strength to go on. It is going on when you don't have the strength. Everything that you need is within you. The strength, the courage, the confidence to change your life. You just need to look within yourself and find it. We gain strength and courage and confidence by each experience in which we really stop to look fear in the face. We must do that which we think we cannot. While pondering over this topic, my first thoughts went to our armed forces. All soldiers, sailors, and airmen need courage, both physical and moral. They show courage while risking death and injury. Training and discipline helps them do their duty, regardless of the dangers and discomforts. Soldiers are some of the most courageous men and women out there, but their job is more than just courage alone. Other jobs may be equally hard or dangerous, but the sacrifice a soldier makes is for a higher purpose, defending our nation's freedom. Acting courageously generally makes us feel good because it involves mastering emotions. The very fact that we celebrate courage so much tells us that it is a very human activity. In short, courage gives us the strength to evaluate an emotional response, fear, and act rationally and rightly. Showing courage as opposed to either cowardice or cockiness or overconfidence is all about finding the right balance, which means that you need to think it through beforehand. Courage is to stand up to one's convictions. You need courage when forces are against you. Build something when other people are discouraging you. That is when you need true courage. It tests one's moral strength and character. Courage is needed to confront difficult situations. It is a risk-taking ability, and decision-making needs courage to make it a conscious, courageous decision. Courage is to be unafraid to stand alone. J.K. Rowling says, "It takes a great deal of courage to stand up to your enemies, but even more to stand up to your friends." In conclusion, one of the quotes I have often pondered and mulled over these past several years, since I first read Maya Angelou and noted it down in my book, is, open quotation, "I would like to be known as an intelligent woman, a courageous woman, a loving woman, a woman who teaches by being, a woman of strength, courage, and dignity, one who values herself and fights for what she believes in, a woman who will not give up on her dreams, regardless of how many obstacles stand in the way. If that does not make you beautiful, then I don't know what does. The best protection any woman can have is courage." End quotation. Thank you.